Religious freedom has been debated in American courts for centuries, and in recent years, it's become more and more tied up in issues of sexuality, as LGBT rights have taken center stage, or bench, so to speak. And this week has been another landmark one in how the law of the land relates to religion. On Monday, the Supreme Court made announcements about four cases all related to religion. And to talk more about this, I spoke with Julie Zosmer. She's a religion reporter for The Washington Post. We started by talking about two of those cases, one out of Arkansas, in which the Supreme Court struck down a state court's ruling that married lesbian couples have to get a court order to have both spouses listed on their children's birth certificates. And the other, the case of a Colorado bakery that refused to bake a cake for a gay couple's wedding, the court announced it will take up next term. And I asked her how the court might break down on cases like these as we look to the future.
Well, the precedent so far, and of course the reason the Supreme Court takes a case sometimes is that there is conflict in the lower courts or that they see something going on in the lower courts that they want to weigh in on. Mm-hmm. But the precedent so far has mostly been that these businesses are public accommodations and have to offer the same accommodations to any client who comes through the door, whether they're planning a same-sex wedding or a straight wedding or an interracial wedding or whatever the case might be, that they're not allowed to say, I won't accommodate you and provide you a cake. There's a lot of people who are uncomfortable with that, who say that this is an issue, first of all, of religious freedom, of not compelling somebody to participate in a marriage that their faith tells them is immoral, and second, of a sort of creative freedom, whether this is a case of free speech, whether baking a cake or providing flowers or photography is a type of speech, is a question that the court is going to be asked.
So there was also another case. It's the Trinity Lutheran Church of Columbia versus Comer. This is about this major question about the separation of church and state. Explain to us what happened here.
Trinity Lutheran Church has a preschool, and their preschool has a playground. And they wanted to resurface their playground with new, safer playground material so kids won't scrape their knees as bad when they fall on the playground, as all preschoolers do. Mm-hmm. And the state of Missouri has a program for this where a preschool can apply and can get funding to resurface their playground. Trinity Lutheran Church applied, and they were told, hey, you meet the criteria, you're a good candidate, but we can't fund you because we have a law in Missouri that says the state can't fund any religious institution like a church. And they went to court over that, and the Supreme Court sided with Trinity Lutheran Church and said that essentially they were being discriminated against here just because they're a religious institution, and that the state can't deny them the playground funding that they would get if they were a non-religious preschool just because they're religious.
So what are the implications of that for the separation of church and state, right? There is not supposed to be public funding for religious institutions.
Well, it seems like the justices themselves, even as 7 out of the 9 of them agreed that Trinity Lutheran Church deserved to be considered for the playground funding, seems like they really disagreed amongst themselves about how broadly that should be applied in other situations. There's a footnote in the majority opinion that says, just a note, this applies to discrimination when it comes to playground funding and should not be considered more widely than that.
Is that possible? Can other courts not take that into account?
Well, two of the other justices, Justice Gorsuch, the newest Supreme Court justice, and Justice Thomas, wrote their own opinions saying, by the way, we don't agree with that footnote, and we do think that this should be applied more broadly. Justice Breyer wrote his own opinion saying, I do think that this case is all about the fact that the playground resurfacing is a public benefit, and it should not be applied more broadly than these public safety issues. And Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor, the two who dissented from the majority in this, they said that any state funding for religious institutions, any statement from the Supreme Court that the Constitution mandates the state to fund these religious institutions, that that is a dangerous breach of the separation of church and state, and that that's going too far. So clearly the justices are very divided on this. And we're going to see more cases that are going to really probe what Trinity Lutheran means, especially when it comes to school funding. That's the next big question, is whether this case means that states that have voucher programs where students can take public money to go to private schools, can that money go to private religious schools, is going to be the big question that Trinity Lutheran didn't answer yet.
So what I want to talk about a little bit in light of all of these cases is the role of religion in public life. Do you see a trend in some of the cases that are being picked up and some of the decisions that are coming down from the Supreme Court in terms of how our highest court is starting to look at the issue of religion?
Mm-hmm. I think that the Trinity Lutheran case is a great example of the question, what is freedom of religion and what does that mean? Freedom of religion has been in our Constitution since the very First Amendment, since the earliest days, and yet we still haven't figured out as Americans what we mean by that. And we're still debating the question of, okay, if you are free to practice your religion, does that mean that you're free to practice your religion even when it means denying somebody else an accommodation? Are you free to practice your religion? Does that mean that the state has to fund that practice? Does that mean that you have the same rights as a non-religious institution? Does that mean that you're tax exempt when you are practicing that religion? Mm-hmm. There's so many questions about what those words in the First Amendment mean. And the Supreme Court is still trying to get to the bottom of those questions, and they're some of the most contentious issues in our democracy.
And how do you think the current makeup of the court will play into how these cases are going to be decided?
Well, we saw Justice Gorsuch, the newest justice. Yesterday was one of the first times that we saw a lot of his decision-making on these issues. He was in that group of two who wanted Trinity Lutheran to apply very broadly and to grant a lot of access for religious institutions to access state funding. He also dissented in the Arkansas birth certificate case and said that he does not think that the law is settled that should have said that a same-sex couple should be entitled to have both their names on their child's birth certificate in Arkansas. He's clearly establishing himself as a conservative voice on these religious questions.
I guess I wonder, so as someone who covers religion, right, you're watching these sorts of cases come up, you're watching these sorts of controversies come up. Do you think we're starting to see a shift in how our country looks at this issue of religious freedom?
The issue of religious freedom has become so tied up in just the past few years in the question of sexuality, especially LGBT issues. That was not the case always. That now is the case. And I think just because gay marriage has been legal nationwide for 2 years now, that question's not over. And we're still having very contentious debates about birth certificates, about cakes at weddings. All of these issues about gay marriage, even if gay marriage is legal, are still going to be at the heart of questions about religious freedom.
Julie Zosmer is a religion reporter for The Washington Post. Julie, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.